A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits a record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Daniel's been dictating daily for a year and a half now, and he's not going back. He says voice users are multiplying as transcription models get better, and today he was trying a tool called Open Whisper. The interesting thing about it's the deployment model. You can use their subscription inference, you can install on-device models, or you can point it at a local inference server. And that third option got him thinking. He dictates from several devices, some of which can't run a good model locally, and latency on a home network should be minimal. So his question is, what would you actually build if you wanted a home server dedicated to Whisper inference? He wants a full bill of materials. He's worried about under-provisioning, buying for today's models without headroom. He knows GPUs matter enormously for speech-to-text. He's curious whether TPUs are a viable alternative, and he says accuracy below, Whisper large is spotty. Within GPUs, he's already leaning NVIDIA because AMD support lags. And then there's the runtime question. So the full picture, processor, memory, storage, networking, runtime, and remote access.
This is a genuinely fun build to spec because the constraints are so different from what people assume. Most folks think AI server and immediately picture a $4,000 workstation with a Threadripper and water cooling. For Whisper, the whole thing is GPU bound, and the GPU you need is an exotic. It's the kind of card you'd put in a mid-range gaming rig.
Before we get to the bill of materials, what does Open Whisper actually give us here? Why does the local endpoint model make sense?
Open Whisper is an open source dictation tool, and the key design decision is that it treats inference as a pluggable backend, subscription, on-device, or your own server. For Daniel's use case, multiple devices with uneven capabilities, the server model solves the consistency problem. Your phone, your laptop, your desktop all hit the same model, same accuracy everywhere. No wondering whether the on-device model on the phone is worse than the one on the laptop. And that consistency matters more than people realize. If you're dictating a long document and you switch from your phone to your laptop halfway through, the last thing you want is a sudden drop in accuracy because the phone was running a smaller model. The server approach means you get the same transcription quality no matter which device you're holding.
And the network latency is negligible. We're talking milliseconds on a local network, not the round trip to a cloud data center.
Right. The bottleneck becomes the model's inference time, not the transport. Whisper large, V3 takes roughly a second or two per few seconds of audio depending on the hardware, but the actual data transfer is nothing. Audio is tiny. A minute of dictation is maybe a megabyte of audio. You could run this over a dial-up connection if you had to.
I think that's worth pausing on, because people assume streaming audio to a server must be bandwidth intensive. But it's not video. It's not even high-quality music. It's mono speech at 16 kHz. It's practically nothing.
A CD-quality stereo audio stream is about 1.4 megabits per second. Speech dictation is more like 32 kilobits per second. That's a 40-fold difference. The network is simply not the constraint here. The constraint is how fast the model can chew through the audio once it arrives.
So the question becomes, what does that server need to look like to run Whisper Large V3 comfortably and have room to breathe?
Let's start with the GPU, because that's the heart of this. Whisper Large V3 is a 1550 million parameter model. Full precision inference needs about 10 gigabytes of VRAM just to hold the model weights and attention cache. You can quantize down to 8-bit or even 4-bit, and that reduces the memory footprint significantly, but Daniel already said accuracy below large is spotty, and quantization is another knob that trades accuracy for memory. If he wants large V3 at full precision with some batch headroom, 10 gigabytes is the floor, not the target.
And this is where the 8-gigabyte cards become a trap. People see an RTX 4060 with 8 gigs and think it's plenty for a speech model.
It's not. Not for large V3. You'd be either quantizing or offloading to system RAM, and offloading kills the speed advantage that made the GPU worth buying in the first place. The moment the model spills over into system memory, you're back to CPU-like latency. The whole point of a dedicated inference server is that the model sits entirely in VRAM and stays there. Think of it like keeping a reference book on your desk versus having to walk to the library every time you need to look something up. The book is either open in front of you or it's not worth having the desk.
And the offloading penalty is brutal. We're not talking a 10% slowdown, we're talking an order of magnitude.
Right. The moment you're shuttling tensors back and forth across the PCIe bus, you've lost the plot. PCIe is fast, but it's not VRAM fast. The whole architecture of GPU inference assumes the weights are resident. Once they're not, you're paying a latency tax on every single token.
So what's the actual VRAM sweet spot?
16 gigabytes. That's the number I'd build around. It handles large V3 at full precision with room for the attention cache and a small batch, and it gives you headroom for larger variants or running a second model alongside. Whisper Large V3 is the current accuracy sweet spot, but models are getting bigger, not smaller. A 16 gig card means when the next generation of speech models lands at 13 or 14 gigabytes, you don't immediately need a new GPU.
And what does that translate to in actual cards?
The RTX 4060 Ti with 16 gigabytes is the value pick, around $500. The RTX 4070 Ti Super also has 16 gigs and roughly double the compute, but it's closer to $800. If Daniel wants over-provisioning and doesn't mind spending, a used RTX 4090 with 24 gigs is the overkill option, but that's $1,500+, and the power draw is absurd for a dictation server. The 4060 Ti 16GB is the sweet spot for this workload. The compute is more than enough for real-time speech to text, and the VRAM is what matters most.
Let me push on the 470 Ti Super for a second. If the compute is double, doesn't that mean faster transcription? Lower latency?
It does, but the question is whether Daniel needs it. Whisper Large V3 on a 4060 Ti already transcribes faster than real-time. The model processes a few seconds of audio in about a second, so the transcription is already keeping up with you as you speak. Going from 1 second to half a second is nice, but it's not transformative for dictation. The 4070 Ti Super makes more sense if you're batching multiple streams or running other models alongside Whisper. For single-user dictation, the 4060 Ti is already ahead of the curve. It's like buying a car that does 0 to 60 in 4 seconds versus 5. Both get you onto the highway just fine.
What about the CPU? People assume an AI server needs a monster processor.
That's one of the misconceptions worth killing. The CPU is almost irrelevant for GPU-accelerated Whisper inference. The GPU does the matrix math. The CPU just manages the server process, handles audio preprocessing, and shuffles data. A mid-range Ryzen 5 7600 or Core i5 is more than enough. You don't need a Threadripper. You don't even need a Ryzen 7. Save the money and put it into the GPU. It's like buying a Ferrari engine and then putting it in a golf cart. The engine is where the work happens. The rest just needs to not get in the way.
And this is where people get tripped up by their instincts from other builds. If you're building a video editing rig or a compile server, the CPU matters enormously. For GPU inference, it's almost an afterthought.
The CPU's job is to run the web server, handle the audio upload, maybe do some light preprocessing like resampling or chunking. None of that's compute intensive. A Ryzen 5 7600 is a 6-core processor that's honestly overkill for this. You could probably run this on a 4-core budget chip and never notice the difference.
And TPUs? Daniel mentioned them as a possible alternative.
TPUs are fascinating hardware, but they're the wrong tool here. Google's TPUs are designed for massive data center training and inference workloads, and they're accessed through cloud services. There's no practical way to buy a TPU for a home server, and even if you could, the ecosystem support for Whisper-style inference is essentially non-existent. The software stack for TPUs is TensorFlow and JAX, and while there are some ports, the Whisper ecosystem is built around PyTorch and CUDA. You'd be fighting the tool chain the whole way. For a home inference server, TPUs are a non-answer. It's like asking whether you should use a mainframe to run a home router. Theoretically interesting, practically absurd.
And this is the thing about TPUs that people don't realize. They're not general-purpose accelerators. They're Google's internal infrastructure that happens to be available as a cloud service. You can't just buy one from Newegg.
Right. And even if you could, the software story is the deal-breaker. The entire open source speech ecosystem has standardized on CUDA. Every model release, every inference runtime, every tutorial assumes you're running an NVIDIA card. Choosing anything else means you're signing up to be your own support desk. For a tool that's supposed to be boring infrastructure, that's the opposite of what you want.
And AMD? Daniel said support lags behind NVIDIA.
It does. AMD's ROCm stack has come a long way, and you can technically run Whisper on AMD cards. But the experience is still meaningfully worse. Fewer pre-built wheels, more compilation headaches, some runtimes just don't support ROCm at all. For a production dictation server that you want to set up once and forget about, CUDA is the path of least resistance. NVIDIA's software moat is real, and it's deepest exactly in this kind of small-scale inference deployment. The hardware is comparable, but the software is where the friction lives.
I've heard this from people who really want AMD to work. They buy the card, they spend a weekend fighting ROCm, they eventually get it running, and then a driver update breaks everything, and they're back to square one.
That's the story. And look, I understand the desire to support competition. NVIDIA's pricing isn't consumer-friendly. But if the goal is a server you set up and forget, the last thing you want is a toolchain that needs constant attention. The AMD tax isn't in the hardware price. It's in the hours you spend keeping it working.
So the GPU is settled. 16 gigs of VRAM, NVIDIA 4060 Ti as the value pick. What about the rest of the box?
System RAM, 32 gigabytes of DDR5. 16 would probably work, but 32 is cheap enough now and gives you room to run the inference server, do audio pre-processing, and keep the OS happy without swapping. Storage, a 1TB NVMe drive. Model widths for Whisper Large V3 are about 3GB, so storage isn't the constraint, but NVMe means fast model loading when the server restarts. A SATA SSD would also work, but the price difference is negligible now. We're talking maybe $10 more for NVMe. There's no reason to save that $10.
And the model loading point is underrated. When you restart the server, you want it back up in seconds, not minutes.
Right. On an NVMe drive, loading a 3GB model takes a couple of seconds. On a spinning disk, you're waiting 30 seconds or more. It's not a huge deal if you restart once a month, but when you do restart, you notice. And the $10 difference is just not worth the annoyance.
Networking?
For single-user dictation, 1 gigabit Ethernet is fine. Audio streams are tiny. If Daniel were serving multiple users simultaneously, or if he wanted to push larger payloads, 2.5 gig or 10 gig would help. But for his use case, 1 gig is plenty. The one thing I'd say is use wired Ethernet for the server itself. Don't put an inference server on Wi-Fi. Too much latency jitter. Wi-Fi is fine for browsing, but when you're dictating and expecting real-time transcription, the last thing you want is a packet retransmission because someone turned on a microwave.
The microwave thing isn't hypothetical. I've had video calls drop because of a microwave. The 2.4 GHz band is a shared resource, and your Wi-Fi isn't the only thing using it.
And for dictation, the stakes are different. A video call can drop a frame or two, and you barely notice. A transcription model getting a corrupted audio chunk can produce garbled text, and then you're spending time correcting it. The wired connection is cheap insurance.
And the power supply.
A decent 550-watt unit is more than enough. The 4060 Ti draws about 160 watts under load, the CPU another 65. The whole system probably idles at 40 watts and peaks under 300. You don't need a kilowatt PSU for this. In fact, you'd be better off with a quality 550-watt unit than a cheap 1,000-watt unit. Efficiency at low load matters more than headroom you'll never use.
And this is another place where people overspec out of habit. They think server, they think power hungry, they buy a 1,000-watt unit, and then it sits at 10% load where it's least efficient.
Right? Power supply efficiency curves peak around 50% load. If your system idles at 40 watts and peaks at 300, a 550-watt unit is running in its sweet spot most of the time. A 1,000-watt unit at 40 watts is barely awake. It's not just wasted money, it's wasted electricity.
So the bill of materials is coming together. GPU, CPU, RAM, storage, PSU. What about the case?
Any compact micro ATX or mini ITX case with decent airflow. The 4060 Ti is a dual-slot card, not a monster. You can build this whole thing in a case the size of a shoebox and tuck it under a desk. Total cost, somewhere around $1,200 to $1,500, with the GPU being roughly half the budget. It's not a cheap machine, but it's not a luxury item either. It's a tool that does a specific job.
That's the hardware. Now the runtime question. Daniel asked about inference runtimes, and this is where the build actually gets interesting.
Right. The runtime choice determines how you serve the model. There are three main options. Whisper.cpp is the lightweight one. It's a C++ implementation that runs on CPU or GPU, and it's incredibly efficient. For CPU-only setups, it's the best option by far. But it's not the fastest on GPU, and its server mode is simpler. Faster Whisper is the one I'd recommend for this build. It uses CTranslate 2, which is a purpose-built inference engine for transformer models, and it's dramatically faster than the reference implementation on GPU. It can serve an OpenAI-compatible API endpoint, which is exactly what OpenWhisper needs to point at a local server.
That's the compatibility constraint. OpenWhisper expects an OpenAI-compatible endpoint, so the runtime has to be able to serve requests, not just run inference locally.
Faster Whisper can do that. There's also MLX for Apple Silicon, which is excellent if you're running on a Mac, but for a dedicated NVIDIA server, Faster Whisper is the sweet spot. You get the GPU acceleration, the API compatibility, and it's actively maintained. The project moves fast, and the maintainers are responsive. For a tool that's going to be the backbone of your dictation workflow, that matters.
Let me ask the question Daniel would ask. What does the actual setup look like? Is this a Docker container, a system service, what?
In practice, you're running faster. Whisper as a server process, typically in a Docker container or a system EADD. The container approach is cleaner because you can pin versions and avoid dependency drift. You expose the OpenAI compatible endpoint on a local port, point OpenWhisper at that address, and you're done. The setup is maybe an afternoon of work if you're being careful, and then it's just running.
Then, Tailscale for remote access.
Tailscale is the elegant part. You run the inference server on your home network, install Tailscale on it, and on your laptop and phone, and now your local Whisper endpoint is reachable from anywhere. Your phone dictating to your home server over an encrypted tunnel with latency that's basically just the network round trip. It's a home inference appliance that you can carry in your pocket. The setup is maybe 10 minutes, and then you never think about it again. That's the whole appeal.
The security model is worth mentioning. You're not opening ports on your home router. You're not setting up a VPN server. Tailscale handles all of that with a zero-config mesh network. The server is only reachable from devices you've explicitly authorized.
Right. That's the part people miss when they hear remote access and immediately think about firewall rules and port forwarding. Tailscale is a private overlay network. The server isn't exposed to the public internet at all. It's only visible to your devices. For a dictation server that's processing your voice, that's exactly the right security posture.
The under-provisioning question is the one Daniel kept circling back to. Is 16 gigs enough headroom, or is he right to worry?
He's right to worry, but 16 gigs is the right answer. The trap is buying an 8-gig card because large V3 technically fits in 10, so 8 with quantization seems fine. But then the next model is 12 gigs, and you're stuck. 16 gigs is the minimum viable headroom. It's an extra $200 over an 8-gig card, and it buys you at least a couple of years of not thinking about the GPU. That's a good trade. $200 to not have to rebuild the server in 18 months.
The models are stable, as Daniel said, but they're growing.
Right. Whisper Large V3 came out in late 2023. There's been talk of a V4, and the open-source speech models keep getting bigger. A 16-gig card means you can adopt whatever comes next without immediately rebuilding the server. You might need to quantize the next generation, but you won't need to replace the GPU on day one.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. What if the next generation of speech models doesn't run on Whisper's architecture at all? What if it's a completely different model family with different memory characteristics?
That's a fair concern, but the VRAM headroom still helps. The pattern across model families is remarkably consistent. Transformer-based speech models all have similar memory footprints for a given parameter count. The attention cache scales with sequence length, the weight scale with parameters. A 16-gig card is going to be useful for whatever comes next, even if the architecture shifts. You might not get full precision on a 20 billion parameter model, but you'll get quantized inference, and that's a lot better than not running it at all.
The full picture. RTX 460 Ti 16GB, Ryzen 5 7600, 32GB of DDR5, 1TB NVMe, 550W PSU, compact case, faster Whisper, serving an open AI-compatible endpoint. Tail scale for remote access, total around 1200 to 1500.
That's the build. And the beautiful thing is, it's not a science project. It's a boring server that sits in a corner and transcribes your voice all day. The whole point is that it disappears into the background. You set it up, you forget about it, and it just works. That's the definition of good infrastructure.
This is where I should probably let Hilbert weigh in, because apparently he has some history with this exact problem.
You're both right. I ran a transcription service in the late 90s, Dragon Naturally Speaking, on a Pentium 2 with 64 megabytes of RAM. The machine needed a dedicated sound card, a headset that weighed about a pound, and a reboot before every session, or it'd lock up halfway through a paragraph. I charged people by the page. The real bottleneck wasn't the hardware, it was the model. Dragon's accuracy was so bad that I spent more time correcting than dictating. My clients would hand me a tape, I'd run it through Dragon, and then I'd retype the whole thing by hand because the corrections took longer than just doing it from scratch. I went out of business in about 8 months. What's interesting about Daniel's build is that the hardware question is now the only question. The accuracy problem is solved. Whisper Large V3 doesn't need a human to fix its output. So now you're just asking what box to buy, and the answer is a $1,200 machine that does more than my entire business did. I still have one of those Dragon installation CDs somewhere. The one with the serial number printed on a sticker inside the jewel case. I'm tempted to try running it on this new build just to see how far things have come.
You'd need a parallel port for the dongle.
I still have the dongle too. It's in a drawer with the sound card.
The model quality point is the through line here. 25 years ago, the hardware was fine and the model was the problem. Now the model is solved and we're back to optimizing hardware. It's the same problem from the other direction.
My entire setup cost more than Daniel's build, adjusted for inflation. And it did less. The Pentium 2 alone was $1,200. The sound card was $200. The headset was $150, and the software was $700. So I spent close to $3,000 on a machine that couldn't transcribe a voicemail. Daniel's $1,200 box runs a model that's more accurate than any human typist I ever hired, and it fits under a desk. I had a tower the size of a small filing cabinet, and it still couldn't keep up with a human speaking at normal speed.
The trajectory is the thing. We're building home inference appliances now, and in 5 years, this is going to be as normal as a NAS. Every house has a box in the corner that runs models.
The open question is whether local models keep pace with the cloud. Right now, Whisper Large V3 is competitive with the best cloud transcription, but the cloud models keep improving. The home server advantage is latency, privacy, and cost at scale. Whether that holds depends on how fast the open source models move.
Whether the hardware arms race ever stabilizes. We're in this weird moment where every year brings a new model that needs more VRAM, and the GPUs keep getting more expensive. The 16GB card is the right answer today, but I don't know what the right answer is in 2028.
Probably a 24GB card that costs the same as the 16GB card does now. That's been the pattern. Memory gets cheaper, models get bigger, the price point stays roughly constant. The absolute numbers keep moving, but the relative position doesn't. You're always buying the card that's one step above the current requirement.
Which means Daniel's instinct is right. Buy the headroom now, because the models will grow into it.
The build we spec today gives him that headroom without overspending. It's a boring, reliable server that does one thing well. That's the whole point. The best infrastructure is the kind you forget you have.
Thanks to Hilbert Flumingtop for producing. This has been My Weird Prompts. If you want to hear more, check us out at myweirdprompts.com or leave a review wherever you listen. We'll be back soon.
See you then.
This episode's script was written by DeepSeek V4 Pro with text-to-speech by Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where odd thoughts go. From sloth slow takes to facts on cue, we chase the strange and follow through. Some nights it's news, some nights it's lore, a thought you've never heard before. The host dig in, the host dig deep. The stranger the prompt, the less they sleep. From tiny questions, big ones too. From half-formed hunches to deja vu. If something odd is in your head, send it in, we'll chase the thread. My weird prompts, that's the close. From sloth, from man, from long ear host. My weird prompts, until next time. Stay curious, keep weird in mind.